Zipamba, Deza Pamba, Deza Nzoto Pamba, Zipamba, Deza Pamba, Deza Nzoto Pamba, Roto Bom Bibo, Dasya Nguye, Roto Bom Bibo, Dasya Nguye.
That was Coco Co from Kinshasa, from their album from last year called Fongola and Lekolo, which is as good a place as any to introduce Brian McNamara. Good afternoon, Brian.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Before we launch into things properly, that band from Kinshasa actually does all of their stuff from things they've found on the scrap heap, which is just amazing.
It's a great idea. I really like it.
So the reason why we've got Brian in today is that after a very protracted start, your exhibition finally opens today. Congratulations on that.
It does. Thank you very much.
So we were going to happen in March, weren't we? And it just...
Everything was installed. We were about 2 days from the start, and I got the phone call saying the gallery was shutting down for the COVID. So, yeah, but luckily we were able to put everything on hold, keep everything set up, and now it's just a matter of opening up again.
Yeah, because, of course, nobody was there, so I might as well just stay there.
Exactly. I think we put some blankets over things and turned everything off, and it was, back to how it was in March.
Yeah. So as of today, it's actually open. It's open right now if you wanted to go down and have a look. So what can people expect to see?
So there are 10 different pieces, and what they're asking you to do is kind of explore our relationship with machines and things that we interact with every day, but perhaps don't think about how they work or what sensors they have on them. So I've taken some sensors from burglar alarms or the lights that light up when you move across the room, or the parking sensors in your car and things, and I've turned them into musical objects that you interact with.
Because, of course, all of these are creating signals and you're actually just capturing that and working with it.
Exactly. And instead of turning the signal into something that turns the light on, it triggers a sound instead.
Okay. And this is, it's just when you walk in. So when you go to Tuggeranong Art Centre, it's like right in front of you when you walk in on the bottom level.
Absolutely. You can't miss it. It's right in the foyer. I think they've taped off a bit so that only a certain number of people can access it, and it's all fitting with the restrictions. But yeah, you can't miss it as you walk in the door.
Yeah, and of course, if it's like your previous ones, you can't miss it from an oral point of view too. You should be able to hear it as you walk in.
You probably better hear it before you can see it.
Yeah, so the pieces that you've got in here, I was having a talk to Brian before we came on the air as to whether he was following any particular grand artistic tradition, and apparently you aren't.
Not really. It's it was just a matter of, I guess, wanting to marry those worlds of sound and engineering and electronics together, and doing that in a meaningful way so that I could express things in the way I wanted to.
Yeah, and the great thing with your stuff in the past is it's so tactile and interactive, it actually demands that the viewer actually do something to make it happen.
Yeah, I think there are two pieces that just stand on their own, but I think everything else, it's asking you to move in some kind of unusual way to trigger them. There's one of the pieces has a head on it that you move up and down, and there's a light sensor behind the head, and it changes the frequency of the signal as you do that, so you're kind of controlling it with the movement of a children's toy.
Oh, wow, okay. I guess one of the things that you must have found in the past as well is that you've got to add a certain level of robustness to these things, because over a 2 or 3 week show, they get a bit of work.
You do, yeah. You've got to be thinking about how is this going to be grabbed and pulled and pushed, and nothing is particularly delicate, and it's all meant to be touched and moved about, which is good.
So one of the things I've noticed about your work in recent times is if you go back a year or so and everything was on display, but more recently you've actually started enclosing them in plastic objects in their own ways.
Yes, yeah. I've still got some of the pieces that kind of, I call them inside out in a way, because you know, the electronics are on the outside and you're basically seeing all the functions as they are. But yeah, I've slowly moved into some 3D printing techniques, and I like enclosing things in those because I get to have a complex form and have them within there. Like there's one that's actually, it's a virus called a bacteriophage, and it's just a fantastic shape that I fell in love with, and I wanted to build something into that.
Wow. So you can see what Brian's done, both the inside out and more likely the pieces like the bacteriophage. If you go down to the show, what's it called again?
It's called Machine Reflections.
Okay. And it's on from now until the 18th of July, so it's short, but that gives you 3 weekends plus the rest of the time to go down and have a look. Thank you for coming in today, Brian. Look forward to seeing it myself.
Thank you very much for having me.